1-0 pitch. Swing and a ground ball to second base. Pokey Reese has it. He throws to first, and the Red Sox have won the American League pennant. They mob Alan Embry on the mound. The Boston Red Sox have pulled the greatest victory in team history. In the 104 years of the Boston Red Sox, this is the most important of them all, as the Red Sox have won the pennant, beating the New York Yankees, their arch rivals, in 7 games. They lost the first 3 games of the series and became the first team ever to win the next 4 and the championship. Move over, babe. The Red Sox are American League champions.
All the brutality.
If it rocks, it's 107.3 WAAF, and the man has made it into the studio, and the abuse may begin. The one, the only, Zach Wilde from the Black Label Society.
What are you doing, gorgeous? Now, listen, I just got off the phone with your parents. I let them know that you're a lesbian. They still love you, nonetheless. So
that's good.
Their love for you is unconditional.
Thank you for that, by the way.
It is a Heineken Liquid Lunch. Zach Wilde from the Black Label Society has joined us. And because you and I always spend such quality time together right around this time, Neanderthal has made his way in.
Oh, yeah.
To make the smooth transition.
Yes. The nice job. I get theme music. Zach
yes.
just gave me theme music.
But that's because every superhero that gets arrested needs to have
we need,
his own theme music.
We need to tell the story because you've been... Zach, you've been in New England for the last couple of days.
Yes, hanging out with my Boston Black Label family.
And last night you came into town and you wanted to have a little steak.
But it's like a mass cacophony of chaos up here. I mean, we dealing with reading in the paper, because I got this jackass over here getting in jail last night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Dude, it's just insanity. I just can't, and then my wife had a sex change operation the other day, and she wants to, ram it up my ass.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So,
so. 1 minute, and it only took 1 minute to have Zach Wilde from the Black Label Society on the radio.
First dump.
The first dump of the day.
Okay, there we go.
You know what? We're all in line for a new job.
A new job. We have used the dump button, and we are already beginning.
But trust me, the warden won't... I don't get divorced. No. At 20 years in, I don't get divorced.
No,
I just get fired.
Yes. You get put in the other room.
Yeah, pretty much. I get
on
a
time.
I get a timeout. I get my timeout, and then I don't get a beer for about a minute and a half. So there we go.
Well, we got to tell the story because you came into town last night.
Yes.
We wanted to show you a good time in Boston. We wanted to get you a good steak. So we called up Chris and our friends down at the Capitol Grill on Newbury Street because we wanted to feed you good.
Now be a time, an appropriate time to issue the official apology to
yes.
Chris and the staff of the Capitol Grill.
They were good sports, though.
No.
Man, so,
we need to apologize that if you were one of the normal people that was eating at the Capitol Grill on Newbury Street last night and you were offended by the big hairy man.
And it wasn't me this time.
and I didn't even whip out the ass hair. So you know what I mean?
Well, last night we definitely turned some faces red at the Capitol Grill, and we had a great time.
It was
had
awesome.
A nice dinner. You were doing the 3-point stance, like totally displaying in the middle of the restaurant how you would run defense if you were a football coach.
It was like watching the Fox NFL show, like before the football game where they all get out on the floor and they show you how they're going to run the play. That was Zach
yes.
and Chris, the manager over at the Capitol Grill.
I was Teddy Bruschi eyes in the steakhouse.
It was really funny.
So during the dinner last night.
I don't know if it was funny. I just think it was gay.
Well, a little bit.
That's about it.
So during dinner last night, when you're playing football in the main floor of the Capitol Grill, Neanderthal leans over to me and goes, "You realize we're going to jail tonight, right?"
You didn't hear this. I leaned over. I'm laughing. I go, "We're going to jail.
We're going to jail tonight." Because we thought for sure you were dragging us to hell in a handbasket last night.
But no, we were just busting ass and we were talking about war stories and all that stuff. But we were having a good time.
No, we had a great time.
Because I told you, I just got back from Europe with Barbara Ann, with the warden. We were just hanging out. I mean, I haven't slept in about maybe 2.5-3 weeks, but that's what berserkers do. The bottom line is we cut our arms off and we'll still grab you by the nuts and French bite your dick and balls off and French kiss your mouth.
Hey, number two on the delay. Number two on the delay today.
That's what berserkers do. But the whole thing is it's like food. We don't need food.
No.
Just keep the booze coming.
That's
what I mean?
That's why the Heinekens are in here today for the liquid lunch. So we have dinner last night.
Exactly.
The Capitol Grill basically stayed late so we could finish dinner because you are always running a little bit behind, which is why we love you.
Well, I'm trying to get there.
I know you are, which is why we're not busting you
my
about
wife
it.
My wife keeps telling me this all the time, too, when I got to blow a load. You know
oh,
what I mean? So I'm always running behind.
And that would be delay number three down today.
Let's hear all from the guys in the house. Yeah!
So we leave the Capitol Grill last night, and you guys hop in a cab to guarantee that you're going to make it safe back.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Do we have a moment?
Yes.
It's time for a moment.
When I blow it all over my wife's ass.
Now listen, got a time. Wait, this is what we get.
Sweetie, you ready? Here it comes. Oh.
There it is.
Okay. We brought Zach a gong in the studio just to emphasize certain stories.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm making this stuff up?
No, I know you're not. No, that's why we brought in the gong.
The truth is better than any story you can make up.
Exactly. And then let's get back to the truth that happened.
Well, if you'd stop interrupting the story, I'd finish it.
I constantly have to keep interrupting because you know what? You guys torture my ass for the rest of my life, so I have to torture
you. When he leaves, we get to stay here and continue to hammer him until the next time he shows up at the indoor beach party.
My ears are constantly burning. I understand this.
So you guys are in a cab on the way back to the hotel. Me and Neanderthal and Adam from our promotions department come back to the radio station, and we all give each other the high five. We're like, all right, guys, it was very late. We'll see you in the morning. They're betting on how late I'm going to be this morning. By the way, I was on time, you prick bastard.
All right.
And the next thing I know, I get a phone call from Neanderthal this morning that says, hey, remember how we were joking at the Capitol Grill last night about how we were going to jail with Zach? And I go, yeah. And he goes, guess what?
I'm in jail.
I'm the one that followed through. I locked up last night.
He got arrested, like Neanderthal.
That's the weird part. Is I come from the project to Southie. I've lived 36 years without seeing the backseat of a police car. They're really comfortable. Very, very comfortable. Luxury leather. Corinthian leather.
Is it Corinthian? Is it
Corinthian leather?
Okay, good.
Yeah. I apparently was going past a state police car too fast on Soldier Field Road. And they pull me over, and I figure, you know, they're going to stagnus test me and see if I've been drinking, which, of course, I wasn't.
No, you were perfectly fine.
I was fine.
No, you only had 3 bottles of Crown Royal on you, but no. That's about it. But, you know.
That's what you were drinking last night.
Oh, be quiet, you slut whore. All right, now that's enough of that.
So I'm sitting there, and I figure the cop grabs my license. He grabs my registration. I figure he's been in the car for a while. I'm getting written up. I'm going to get a ticket, 50 out of 35. All right.
You should have had a property of Mistress Carrie bumper sticker on your truck, and then you never would have gotten pulled over in the first place.
You're
but
right.
That's another story.
You're right. So I got a great moral to the story. We get to a discussion with the officer. He goes back into his car, and all of a sudden, a second state
police. Guys are good people, man.
No, they're great. He was doing his job.
Without a doubt.
I deserved to be arrested last night, but not for why I got arrested.
What happened?
Not for your sexicity level.
No.
Because you might have had your unsexicity level down.
Sound it out.
Okay, I'm sorry. Keep going.
So second trooper car pulls up, and they pull me out of the truck, and I figure, okay, I'm going to have to walk the line. I'm going to have to stand
touch
on two
nose.
Feet. Yeah. I'm practicing Z, Y, X, W, V, U, T, S. I'm on it, man. I can do this.
Exactly.
Turn around and face the vehicle. What? Turn around and face the vehicle. What the hell is this? I'm being arrested? Yeah, you're under arrest. What am I under arrest for? You should think about it.
No,
I am thinking about it, and I don't know why I'm under arrest.
I set it up because I wanted to have you gang raped the other night. That's the whole thing. The handcuffs were behind the back for a reason, baby.
Check in the mail.
Yes, and, exactly.
So they go, you should think about what you did. Like, I'm being scolded by my father.
That sounds like my mom,
Think
too.
About what you did. I'm like, all right, I'm thinking.
This is classic. You couldn't make this up.
Of course.
We get back to the state police barracks, and the cop looks at me, and he goes, you know why I'm arresting you? I go, no, I've been asking you for an hour. Why am I being arrested? He says, you have a warrant from 1992.
What were you, 8?
Your past girlfriend set you up on this one.
I go,
this is what happened.
No, apparently, I was living in the state.
Because you didn't stick your tongue up her ass. That's what happened.
There we go.
And the delay keeps on functioning here at WAAF.
At the time, I was using my parents' address in New Hampshire so that I could get a New Hampshire driver's license because it's cheaper to live in New Hampshire than it is in Massachusetts.
Mail fraud.
Yeah.
Is that why you got arrested?
No. I got arrested because I got pulled over on a long weekend in 1992, 13 years ago, with my plate sticker expired.
This is so awesome.
It was like Memorial Day weekend, so I got pulled over on like a Sunday, and I couldn't go and get it taken care of on Monday because the state offices were closed.
Right.
So the cop tells me, get it taken care of in 24 hours, and you get the car out of the impound, everything will be good, no problem, it'll be taken care of. I go, I take care of all this stuff. Little do I know, 13 years later, there's a bench warrant out for me.
You know what you were thinking at this time?
So... It's like 2:30, 3 o'clock. I got to call the wife. She's got to come down and bail my ass out.
Give us the gong. Zach, where are we at? I go, boss, I don't know. What do you got those handcuffs on for? Zach, I don't know. We got this thing going on right now. Why are they whipping out those dildos? They're going to cram them up our ass.
Oh, there you go.
Hold on a second.
Number 5.
Hey!
Number five on the delay here at WAF.
So the wife comes to bail me out. Here is the mother of the whole story. When it's all said and done, the original reason I was pulled over by the officer was doing 50 and a 35. I want you to take special note of the box that's checked off. Warning.
He got a written warning.
I got arrested. I got detained for 3 hours plus. I got out at 4 o'clock this morning and was in Woburn Court at 8:30 this morning, and I got a warning for it. That was it. They pulled me over for speeding,
hey,
and I didn't even get there.
But you know what? That's Boston's finest. You don't mess with Boston's finest.
I walk away with a warning, so thank you, Officer Friendly, for everything you've done.
Well, at the bottom line is, hey, the guys, you know what kind of crap they got to deal with?
They should have arrested me. He doesn't know. I'm looking at the guy going, dude, I'm not a felon. I'm not a bad guy. But then you look at me, and you go.
But you should have let me know, because everyone that rolls with Black Label, is either, I told you before, is a cop. Or is in the military, or is a Fed, or works with the government. So
I didn't have your cell phone at the time.
Yeah,
we'll
so
work on it.
You would have hooked me up. All the guys are good people, man.
He should have arrested me. I deserve to be arrested because I had an outstanding warrant, and now can we let it go away?
Yes, it's gone now. You're good to go.
So there you go.
A night with Black Label, and you get arrested.
And the Angels as well.
Does that mean that
No, because the bottom line is they go to this barber and goes, you can't mention the Angels as well. I go, why not? I go, the only reason why I'm not a Hell's Angels, my wife won't let me be one. There's just two things.
You got to answer to somebody higher.
Yeah, no, it's the good Lord and the warden. No, but, because the whole thing that went down with Dime and everything like that, they just go, hey, Zach, are you afraid when you get up on stage? I go, afraid when I get up on stage? I go, who rolls with us and does security? It's either the red and white is out on the road with the guys. They roll with the black and white, with us. And the whole thing is, it's just like, trust me, someone's going to get hurt, and it ain't going to be us. I can tell you that much. So, it's just like, it's just the gayness and the comedy. You should have gave me a phone call on that one. I got to hook that
next
one.
Time.
That would have been great. Hey, Zach, can you come bail me out?
Yeah, that would have been great.
We've
been boozing for the past 3 or 4 hours. You, sir, are in no condition to drive. Can you come bail me out?
Yeah, but you know what? You're not hurting anybody, so don't worry about it.
That was all good.
You never would. You always get the job done. Bottom.